Welcome to our eighth and final SPG podcast of the year. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here. I hope you're well and coping with this 30 degree heat. I know we're just about managing today. We've had a superb production of Matilda yesterday, and we look forward to similar this evening. The production has brought so much joy to the whole school community, and we're utterly proud of all of the girls, front and backstage, and to all the staff involved. And so to celebrate pupils' success, huge congratulations to Yagoda in 7S. She went to the under 14 British Championships for fencing and came a magnificent ninth. This is the first time in this age category, and she was fencing against pupils 3 years older than her and still came ninth in Britain. This is a fantastic achievement, having moved up an age category, and a sign of tremendous success to come. Really very, very well done. Congratulations to all the pupils in the public speaking and poetry recitation finals on Monday. It was a really wonderful and inspirational occasion. Well done to all our finalists who presented their speech in front of 500 people in the new hall. To Abigail from 8O, to Fleur from 7O, to Mewell in 8W, to Cece in 7H, to Sophia in 8H, to Katie in 7A, to Eva in 8L, to Maya in 8O, to Isabel in 7W, to Neve in 8D, and Aaron in 7D. It's a wonderful achievement to get to the final. And a particular congratulations to Maya for winning with her speech on native language and its importance. To Eva for her speech on the cruelty of zoos. And joint third place to Mewell on banning fast fashion. And to Neve on the importance of using our right to vote. Very well done to all of the finalists on speaking with such conviction on substantial and important topics. And we can now listen to the 2025 winner of our public speaking competition, Maya.
Language, the principal method of human communication. Please put your hand up if you know how to speak a second or even third language. Thank you. Now, please put your hand up if you learnt how to speak that language at a young age. Did you know that speaking another language has endless benefits, such as career opportunities, enhanced communication skills, and it improves your memory? Many jobs may also require language, or even better, you might get a higher chance in receiving the job. Languages are not only a benefit for your brain and memory, but also for finding yourself, your identity, your community. Languages are a crucial part of culture and a unique bond you can share with somebody. With all of these exciting rewards, some challenges must block the way. I, myself, am a second generation migrant, meaning my mom moved from Poland to England and then had me. This means it was her duty, her responsibility to pass on and teach me our family history, heritage, culture. Fortunately enough, I learned a language at a young age, so now I can easily switch from English na polski, kiedykolwiek tam. My mom strongly believes that learning another language is requisite, as it develops your brain and makes it even easier to learn more languages. In the 2011 census, it stated that 18.8%, which is about 3,420,000 children in the UK, were second generation migrants. And with that, only 33.7% of these children had a basic understanding of their native language. Just imagine how many of these children missed out on various cultural aspects which could have been easily avoided if they knew how to speak their native language. Now, if I am being honest, there is no negative to learning a new language. It's a life skill. However, some parents believe that although the tiresome, difficult learning done in school, learning another language would just be too hard. Yet, studies prove and show that the best time for a person to learn another language is 10 to 12 years of age. This is called the critical period hypothesis, where a child is most receptive to learning a new language. Looking at all of you right now, you are all aged 12 to 13, the perfect age to learn a new language. So go on, push yourself, learn a new life skill. Even something as easy as watching movies and TV shows or listening to music provides exposure for the brain. Take a stand. In a world where culture is being celebrated and appreciated more than ever, take a stand. You are the change.
Bardzo dobrze, Maja. Congratulations to Maja. And very well done to our poetry finalists, who were equally brilliant and delivered the poems with such passion and gracious empathy. Well done to Nadia in 8-0, to Emily in 7-0, to Neve in 7-0, to Farah in 8-H, to Winnie in 7-0, to Lara in 8-0, to Yagoda in 7-D, and to Freya and Chinny in 9-S. They've done extremely well to get to the final, and particular congratulations to the 2025 poetry recitation winner, Farah, on her highly accomplished recitation of the poem, The Sisters' Shame, which you can now hear.
We were two daughters of one race. She was the fairest in the face. The wind is blowing in turrets and tree. They were together. And she fell. Therefore revenge became me woe. Oh, the earth was fair to see. She died. She went to burning flame. She mixed her ancient blood with shame. The wind is howling in turret and tree. For weeks and months, and early and late, to win his love I lay in wait. Oh, the earth was fair to see. I made a feast. I bade him come. I won his love. I brought him home. The wind is roaring in turret and tree. And after supper, on a bed, for my love he laid his head. Oh, the earl was fair to see. I kissed his eyelids into rest, his ruddy cheeks upon my breast. The wind is raging in turret and tree. I hated him with the hate of hell. Oh, but I loved his beauty passing well. Oh, the earl was fair to see. I rose up in the silent night, I made my dagger sharp and bright. The wind is raving in turret and tree. As helpless sleep his breath he drew, three times I stabbed him through and through. Oh, the O was fair to see. I curled and combed his comely head. Oh, he looked so grand when he was dead. The wind is blowing in turret and tree. I wrapped his body in the sheet and laid him at his mother's feet. Oh, the O was fair to see.
Congratulations again to Farah. Wasn't she excellent? And well done to all of the girls who have been competing over a number of months in both the poetry and also in the public speaking competition. We're all really, really proud of you. We've also been thrilled with the success of the girls in the Key Stage 3 Scholars Programme, and congratulate them on their graduation from Nottingham University, no less. Their final university-style dissertation was marked at GCSE standard, yes, at GCSE standard, and 9 out of the 14 pupils achieved a first, and 5 out of the 14 achieved a 2-1. This is way above the national average for the Brilliant Club, for the Scholars Program, and we're very, very proud of all of the girls. So well done to Mackenzie in 7A, to Audrey in 7T, to Raphael in 7A, to Hannah in 7T, to Fiona in 7T, to Sophie in 7A, to Agnes in 7A, to Winnie in 7U, to Matilda in 7U, to Magdalena in 8T, to Nicola in 8P, to Chimanda in 8T, to Neve in 8T, and to Summer in 8P. And you will have heard that all of the pupils are from Year 7 and Year 8 and have written their dissertations at GCSE standard. What a wonderful achievement. Very well done. And congratulations to our Year 12 A-level chemists who participated in the Cambridge University Chemistry Challenge. This is an extremely prestigious competition from the University of Cambridge, and well done to all of the girls for competing. Well done to Alyssa, Debrani, Gabby, Gloria, Jessica, Isabel, Laura, Maria, Rejoice, Sophie, Victoria, Aminata, and Abby for achieving copper standard. There is no bronze in the chemistry challenge. It is copper instead. Congratulations to Leona, Montin, Chelsea and Bianca for achieving silver. And huge congratulations to Amelia and to Beth for achieving gold. This is a very, very prestigious award and a national success for all of the girls. Congratulations and very well done. And now on to school events. We had such a beautiful handing over ceremony of the convent site on Tuesday, in which we rightly expressed our heartfelt and deepest gratitude to the sisters for their faith, goodness and generosity in gifting us in school the convent site. We made a solemn commitment to be worthy inheritors of their spiritual legacy and promised to faithfully commit to continuing and living the mission of the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle, today, tomorrow, and always. Thank you to the staff and all the pupils involved in the ceremony. And we were especially grateful to Leona and Holly in 9T for their poem, Your Legacy Lives On, to Purity in 9S for her prayer of thanksgiving and blessing on the sisters, and to Gully for her poem, Forever Grateful to You. Well done also to Isabel in 9S for her truly amazing rendition of Oceans, which she sung so wonderfully well, and to Aoife in 10P for her absolutely exceptional violin solo of Meditation by Tias. No words are ever sufficient to express our gratitude to the sisters for all they have given, are, and always will be to us. And to quote the words of Gully in 9S in her poem, your legacy, so gently sown, will bloom in every heart you've known. May God go with you every day and light each step along your way. We'll hold you in our thoughts and prayers, forever grateful for you. On Monday, we had a beautiful Year 7 Mass of celebration. Well done to our absolutely superb readers, accomplished altar servers, and to all of Year 7 for their very powerful singing of St. Paul, Great Teacher. Our school hymn is safe in their hands. Thank you so much for parents attending and joining in prayers of thanks for our girls. On Monday, the work of our girls was exhibited as part of the South Area Network of Schools. The calibre of the work was exceptional, and our artists really did themselves and us all proud. On Wednesday, Year 12 attended an excellent art workshop at Birmingham City University. They greatly enjoyed and thrived in the experience and using different artistic media. On Wednesday, 114 pupils went to Blackpool for their reward day. They greatly enjoyed this experience as the just reward for meeting the Paul criteria. On Thursday, Year 9, who are doing textiles GCSE next year, attended a workshop at Birmingham City University where they made a bag and used print dyes for a really beautiful design on each of their bags. On Thursday, we were delighted to welcome our primary schools to see Matilda. They were absolutely in awe of the cast and their magnificent performance and hissed very loudly at Miss Trunchbull, played by Connie in 9U, when she was threatening Matilda, played by Lola in 7T, and awed with the beautiful Miss Honey, played by Leona in 9T. It was amazing to see their levels of enjoyment and to hear the primary school children saying it was the best thing ever. Well done to all of the cast, including the magnificent ensemble, and to the main cast, to Matilda, played by Lola, to Miss Honey, played by Leona, to Miss Trunchbull, played by Connie, to Mr. Wormwood, played by Elspeth, to Mrs. Wormwood, played by Daniela, to Michael, played by Genevieve, to the Escapeologist, played by Emily, to the Acrobat, played by Bianca, to Bruce, played by Lola, to Lavender, played by Nava, to Eric, played by Maya, to Tommy, played by Orla, to Alice, played by Anushka, to Hortensia, played by Bella, to Amanda, played by Ava, to Nigel, played by Yagoda, to Mrs. Phelps, played by Farah, to Rodolfo, played by Flo, to Sergey, played by Emily, to the cook, played by Emily, and to the mechanic, played by Lacey. Such a brilliant cast, both from the ensemble and the main cast, and also to all of the wonderful girls who have been superb backstage, as well as to all of the helpers. We had a wonderful A-level biology field trip this week in Port Talbot, South Wales. The Year 12 were absolutely magnificent, and despite the really hot weather, were so engaged and exemplary, even on the day of doing research in the sand dunes in 32 degrees heat. Amazing A-level biologists. Thank you to all of the staff for all of their tremendous hard work in organising all of these great experiences and opportunities for the girls this week. And so to forthcoming events. This Monday, as you will be aware, Year 7 are going to Breen Sands and also to the theme park. Thankfully, the weather looks great. They need to register at 7:10 a.m. and we will return for 6:30 p.m. Girls will text home when we're 30 minutes away from Birmingham to let family members know to come and collect them. We have done a briefing with Year 7 this morning to remind them of all of this. On Monday, Year 9 are also going to Newman University for their Careers Day. The majority are going straight to Newman for a 9 a.m. start. It's going to be a really inspirational experience. Tuesday and Wednesday, there will be continued sporting events, and these will culminate on Thursday with the Sports Day of Track events. This will begin with our prayer service and opening ceremony, with the presentation of medals for the winning athletes in each year group, as well as the winning form in each year and overall. It's always such a fantastic morning, and then we will dismiss the girls at noon, ready for the holidays. I am reluctant to even mention the return to school dates, but it needs to be said. Our New Year 7, they begin on Wednesday, the 3rd of September. They have been told to come in for noon until 2 p.m., accompanied by their parents. The girls will be with their form tutors and parents in the new hall for a parental update. Some year 13 will also be in school to do catch up on support. Thursday, the 4th of September, everyone returns to school. And on that day, there will be photos for year 7, 11, 12 and 13. I tell you this now so the girls can prepare themselves to capture this moment in history. Advance notice of the parental information evenings. So the first parental information evening is for year 8 at 3:30, followed by a cadets information evening on the 15th of September. And if you would like your daughter to be part of the cadets, parents must attend this parental information evening at 3:30 p.m. on the 15th of September. There will be the Year 9 Parental Options Information Evening also at 3:30 on the 16th of September. And advance notification about our school charity. As you know, each year pupils nominate the charities for which they would like us to fundraise. These are then shortlisted to give presentations in the new hall to the girls and the staff, who will then vote to decide our school charity. Orla has done such an amazing job this year fundraising for MS, and she's also raised tremendous awareness and really made us think about our empathy and our knowledge and our understanding of MS. The deadline for written nominations for next academic year is Wednesday, the 10th of September, so it's just the second week back. It might be worth encouraging your daughter to work on her nomination over the holidays, because we use the charity that's been nominated by the girls and the staff as our main charity for the school year. And so it's important that everyone has input into choosing our school charity. And now on to the Just One Thing, which is being led this week by Mrs. Canavan, who will give advice on keeping our girls safe over the holidays.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Canavan here, offering some advice to our parents on keeping your daughters safe during the summer holidays, with a particular focus on online safety. Now, I won't pretend that I am an expert on the online world, but I think today we'll just reflect perhaps on some things you can do to ensure your daughter is safe online. The most important thing for all of us as parents is conversation. Talk to your daughter so you have a real sense of understanding what she's doing online and who she's communicating with. And I know that young people can resist talking to their parents, and sometimes it seems easier to have them hiding out in their rooms and not under your feet. But the truth is, when they are out of your sight, you honestly don't know what they could be up to. That doesn't mean we should be distrustful of our young people, but we have to remember they are young and sometimes can make very poor choices. The next thing as a parent is you have got to let them know how much screen time you allow them to have on a day. And you can manage that through parental controls. If you're out at work, you don't know how long they're on the phone. If you're in the house with them, you can see. But you have got to ensure that, you know, there's a balance in the activities that they are following during the summer holidays, that they're not living their life online. And I would suggest, and it's good for us all, as we know, that there is a healthy balance between screen time and other activities like going for a walk, going out on your bicycle, reading a book, or just sitting together and watching the television. I also would advise you, it's very, very important that you teach your daughter the importance of not sharing personal information online. We constantly tell them about not posting images of themselves in their school uniform, because then, you know, people can track them down and find out who they are. So you must talk to them about not sharing personal info, their full name, their address, or the school that they attend. In primary school, it's easy for you to know who their friends are. You probably, you know, you live in local communities, you meet each other at the school gates, etc. When they come to secondary school, it becomes a bit more difficult. But hopefully you do make some effort to get to know your daughter's friends who are in class with her. But you've also got to think about those friends they are interacting with online. And you've really got to encourage them only to be conversing with people they know in the real world and not just communicating with random strangers. I was shocked recently. I was asking young people how much time they spent online, and some of them were saying, oh, miss, I'm on my phone 6 and 7 hours, etc. And I was tutting. And then I looked at a report on my own phone usage and was quite surprised to discover that I spend quite a lot of time in the online world. So parents, we won't like to hear this, but we do really need to lead by example. And if we're saying to our daughters, don't be on your phone all the time, we too have got to remove the phone from our hand. And I would suggest there should be periods of time during the day when, you know, you say, everybody put their phone in that basket or on that table, we'll all now not be on phones for the next couple of hours, etc. Finally, I'm still working on this myself, and we have to work on this forever. You've got to keep yourself up to date with what the latest apps are, what games they're playing, and any social media platforms they might be using. It is our responsibility as parents and as teachers to keep our young people safe. And we know now they're going to have more exposure to the online world during the summer holidays. So you would need to have eyes in the back of your head. But I encourage you, talk to your daughter, set your boundaries, know what they're doing online, and whatever you do, don't make them afraid to reveal to you if they have encountered anything online which they shouldn't have done. You've really got to encourage them to trust you if they've come across anything inappropriate, and to speak with you. I do hope you have a safe and a happy summer holiday, and I, for one, won't be online so much because I'll not be checking emails, and with God's help, I'll be with my family, who are the people who normally phone me. God bless. Bye.
Thank you very much to Mrs. Canavan for that really important and significant advice. Sometimes the girls will say, oh, you know, nobody else's parent does this, but believe me, they do. And everyone has been told today. So hopefully that will be empowering for all of you. And I'm going to now ask Mrs. Liddell to make you aware of some of the support that is available over the summer holidays.
Hello, I hope everyone is well. Mrs. Liddell here. I am the family liaison at St. Paul's and I can help you if you have any questions or queries about what support is available either in school or outside of school for your child and your family. Over summer, Birmingham are running their Bring It On Brum project again, which provides activities and food for families in receipt of free school meals. The clubs do book up quickly and booking is now open for summer 2025. If you are interested, contact school and we will provide a booking code, or alternatively you can visit bringitonbrum.co.uk for more information. The information in today's podcast will be available online, so if you're worried that you haven't had time to take down that email address, don't worry, the information will be online. Food banks will be open as usual across the holidays. To find details of your local food bank, please visit the Trussell Trust website and they will provide you with all of the details you need. And as I said, the information for the Trussell Trust will be available online. If you need emotional wellbeing and mental health support for your child, please contact your GP or PAUSE, that's P-A-U-S-E, who have a hub in Digbeth, and they will provide you and your child with the same day support. They operate a drop-in system and mental health workshops across the holidays. Again, the contact details will be online on our webpage for you to access. We want everyone to have a safe and happy summer. If you have any concerns or if you're worried about the safety of your child or a child in your community, please contact Birmingham Children's Trust on 0121 303 1888 to report any concerns or to ask for some help and support. If you are local to Sandwell, then the number for Sandwell Children's Trust is 0121 569 3100. Looking forward to September and the new term. If you need any support with school uniforms, please do contact us at school. We have a huge amount of uniform in school that we have recycled, so please do get in touch. My email address will be available on the website, or please do call into school and leave me a message if you have any queries about support inside or outside of school, and I will always do my best to help you. Currently, we have links with a charity who have supported a number of our families recently who faced a financial crisis, such as a broken washing machine or a fridge. So again, always contact us to see if we can help. And we will always try our best, or we can signpost you to an agency that can help. Just remember as well that if you're eating out in the summer holidays, kids meals available at Asda for just £1 this summer, and there's no pressure to have an additional minimum adult spend. You can literally just go and get a meal for your child for £1. That's available all day, every day. Morrison's are also running a similar scheme, but they do require a £5 minimum spend in store. We wish you all a safe, restful and happy summer. And as I said, all of the information for everything contained in today's podcast is available online.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Liddell. And please, please act on her advice. If ever you're concerned about anything or you would like to ask us for support, we may not always be able to provide the support ourselves, but we'll know somebody else who might be able to give you the support that you need. And so we conclude our bumper podcast with a prayer for summer blessings. And I'd ask us just to pause and pray to give thanks for our great girls. And to look back on the year and think of a success, an achievement, a personal growth, an area of progress, or her talents. And thank God for that. Let's also give glory to God for a time when she has shown kindness, thoughtfulness, or integrity, and has made God real in your and our lives. And let's also pray for a member of staff who may have inspired or supported our girls this year, and pray for them. And let's put ourselves into the hands of our loving God and pray for blessings for our families during the wonderful months of summer. And this is a summer blessing. May we make our homes places of relaxation, joy, love, peace, and safety. May we be generous and considerate, not thinking only about ourselves, but helping others enjoy the blessings of the summertime. Lord God, Creator of all things, guide our steps and strengthen our hearts during these months of summer and vacation days. Grant us refreshment of mind and body. May we constantly strive to make a meaningful difference in the lives of our loved ones and in the world around us as we enjoy the warm days of summertime. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for your wonderful support throughout this academic year. Your kindness, your words of encouragement, and your goodness are appreciated beyond words. Thank you on behalf of all of the staff for your cards, for your gifts, and for taking the time to say thank you. It really inspires and helps us in our vocation as teachers and educators at St. Paul's. I wish all of you a wonderful summer filled with blessings and God's grace. Be safe and enjoy the days ahead of rest and relaxation. Know that you and the girls will be in my prayers, particularly when I go to knock, and I will entrust all of our school community to our Blessed Lady. So have a great holiday, and let's rejoice in our girls who constantly live up to the fact that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.